This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So now we've got a surprise guest in the studio today.
We've got a surprise guest we found wandering the halls. Gary Abrams, how are you?
Good afternoon, how are you?
Good.
We were talking off air, just such a busy man.
You know, I like to be busy, and in this industry, you know, it's rare to be very busy. So, I like working, and I like what I do.
What have you done this year?
Well, the year began doing a small little show called 33 Variations, a tiny little show, that was an incredible experience.
Wow.
And getting
so good.
Thank you. And getting to work with Ellen Burstyn and Lisa McCune and, you know, all these extraordinary people.
What a cast.
It was beautiful. Yeah. So the year began there, and then I've got a show on at Red Stitch at the moment called Pomona, which is doing really, really well, completely different, a sort of mind-bending horror sci-fi. And, I've also been in rehearsals, and I'm going to be opening a new show in just over a week called The Ghetto Cabaret at 45 Downstairs.
Okay, so let's talk about, how did it all begin for you?
Yeah, my career.
Yeah, your career.
I'm very old. How far back do we go? Look, I mean, I've always been drawn to it, and I always knew that this is what I was going to be doing with my life. I actually grew up in South Africa in Johannesburg. And have I been accidentally muted? Did I say something wrong? I grew up in South Africa in the 80s. I went to a high school that didn't even have drama as a subject. But, we had extracurricular things, and I just was always drawn to it. And when I moved here when I was about 19, 20, and I studied acting at the VCA.
Did you come with parents?
It's a full VCA crew today of all of our guests.
Well, you're in Melbourne. I mean, it's hard to not bump into us. I came alone. I was, backpacking with a friend, and I, on a whim, sort of auditioned for VCA in NIDA, and I don't know. And it's a big, big, long story, but I came here to Melbourne alone and studied at VCA.
Why Melbourne?
I really liked it when I came here, and also my family did end up immigrating a few years after I did.
Okay.
And it was kind of always in the plan that they might. So, and I had some family here, but I also just really liked the VCA, and when I kind of auditioned for it, I kind of liked its ethos and what it stood for and the sort of work that they were championing.
Yep.
So I thought it would be a good idea. Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Well, kind of. I mean, I wasn't very successful as an actor, probably because I really ought to have been and always wanted to be a director, and I always wanted to be the sort of the one in charge, I guess. And I lived in London for 4 years, and that's where I started writing and directing and putting on my own stuff. And then I came back and did my master's at VCA, and really kind of since then, which I think was 2009, I've been working as a director and doing a lot of work here in Melbourne.
Yep. Good on you.
Thanks.
Now, tell us about this play. What's it called again?
The Ghetto Cabaret. So it's not
great name.
Yeah, it's not really a play. It's an extraordinary project that sort of came to me.
True.
This isn't one that I've initiated, and it's kind of a devised musical cabaret looking at the music that was composed in the ghettos of Europe during World War II.
Yeah,
And also it was initiated by the Kadima, which is the Yiddish Jewish Cultural Center here in Melbourne, and the show's creator Gilit Klass. She was kind of approached to kind of do something looking at the songs, researching, trying to find the songs in Yiddish, which was a language that was very nearly lost. It was the language of the Jewish people of Europe, and throughout the Holocaust, I mean, it was nearly decimated as a language. And there, lately, over the past couple of decades, there's been a bit of a resurgence and groups and communities getting together to try and reinvigorate it.
Are you Jewish?
I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I mean, I think anybody who's familiar with American humor, particularly New York humor, things like Seinfeld, they can see that sort of Jewish and that Yiddish flavor coming through.
Yep.
And there are certain words that are part of our, our vernacular.
Yep.
But it's been an extraordinary honor and experience to kind of come along on board this, and very moving. It makes me think a lot about Indigenous songlines as well, because a lot of these songs that you'll hear in the show, they weren't written down on pieces of paper.
Right.
So this is like a historical project, essentially, to uncover and preserve these songs and contemporize them.
Exactly,
as well.
And reinvigorate them. Yeah. And a lot of how these songs have been notated throughout history really just through sort of humming into dictaphones and people who lived in those ghettos being asked to sort of remember. Yeah. Yes. What,
how, as you said, Indigenous people, that's exactly. how they pass it on. So is there dialogue in between? Is there stories
there is.
About
so,
each of the songs?
Well, not so much about each of the songs. Oh, okay. So it really is a cabaret. You know, we kind of have Evelyn Crape, who's a wonderful actress, kind of plays the master of ceremonies. And there's lots of sort of, you know, characters and performers and scenes and sketches between the songs, very much in the style of the old sort of Weimar, you know, German cabarets. It also is very subversive. It's not politically correct at all. We are probably going to offend as many people as we can.
Well, that's what it would have been like, though.
Exactly.
Really
bawdy. Yeah, really kind of bawdy. Of course, political, because particularly in Europe during those times, that's the function that cabarets served. You know, they were sort of underground places.
Yeah,
exactly, for political dissidents, where you could make fun of the fascists and the Nazis right under their noses, but in very kind of subversive ways.
And you would, you know, like, that would sort of targeted straight away as well and wiped out so
absolutely
cabaret.
But the other really interesting thing was that in the ghettos, so you kind of had all these people from, can you imagine somebody knocks on your door tomorrow and says, hey, you know, because of who you are, you can't live here anymore, we're going to put you into this suburb. And so you had tens and tens of thousands of people suddenly uprooted and shoved together, and of course amongst them were great intellectuals and artists. So you may have been, you know, playing in the Berlin, you know, symphony one day, or you may have been a great opera singer or a playwright, and suddenly you're now kind of forced to live in this ghetto. And so people did come together and create shows that were cabarets, that were subversive, that, you know, were kind of entertaining. And so this really is riffing on that. It's also very contemporary, because we cannot put on something like this without being super aware of what's going on in the world right now. You look at what's happening in America, you know, with the Mexican border and you know, ICE. You look at what's happening in China with the Uyghur Muslims and the literal ghettos and concentration camps that are going up there, and the slave labor. I mean, you see this being repeated now. And so the show's super conscious of that.
And who's uncovered all the music for it?
So Galit Klus has been spent years researching a lot of these songs, and she has a lot of people within the Jewish community within Melbourne that she's been working with. What's really kind of exciting about this is that we've kind of done new scores for it and new arrangements. The music's just divine. Like, it's absolutely divine. Like, I'm in heaven in rehearsals every day.
Do you do many, you know, like, shows with music in it?
I have to, the last musical I did was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown at the Alex Theatre.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, which was a musical. And I love music. Yeah. And I would love to do more. And you
But
know.
You don't, though, do you? You know, like, you don't seem to do much music. So that's when this one came along, I thought, oh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do all sorts of things, though, and I certainly don't get pigeonholed as a director, because, you know, 33 Variations. I mean, that was a show with music, and that was looking at the music of Beethoven.
True, but yes, very different. Yeah. Not sung.
Yeah, and this was kind of great because it was devised, and I've had a very strong hand in the dramaturgy of it and bringing it to life. It's super entertaining, and the cast are just wonderful.
And do you think this will travel?
I hope so.
Yeah, it needs to.
I really, really hope so. I think the message within it, embedded within it, is, you know, I'm going to say important. I mean, it sounds a bit trite, but just kind of reminds us that this can happen again, and this will happen again, and also how necessary art is, you know, and even in when you're starving, when you have no food, when you're in war, when you've kind of been ghetto-wise, people still come together with the need to create as a way of exploring, as a way of escaping, as a way of entertaining, and as a way of living.
What's it called again?
The Ghetto Cabaret.
And when's it on?
We open, I think, on August the 1st. First? Great.
Yeah.
Oh, we start previewing August the 1st. We are opening night is August the 3rd.
Okay.
And then it's on 3 weeks at 45 Downstairs. It's, you know, it's probably about 70 minutes. It's super fast. Dimity Shepherd, an extraordinary opera singer. We are so lucky to have her on board. Evelyn Crape, who's just an absolute delight. And a wonderful cast of musical theatre performers, actors, Yiddish speakers.
Oh, okay. And how are live you performing music. It? Are you doing it in a cabaret style?
Look, I don't want to kind of give that away, because there's actually a whole thing that happens in the setup of the show,
right,
which kind of deals with that. But it, you know, it's a it's a cabaret, but it's also a musical theatre piece. It's also a political piece.
Yep.
But, you know, the music is really the spine of it, yep. And it's great.
Sounds wonderful. So awesome. You obviously book through 45 Downstairs.
Yeah, you book through. And I should also say, like, the songs are in Yiddish, but they also have English verses, and we're very conscious about how we go about making sure that people understand what the songs are about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks so much. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.